Father, as we come before you now to prepare our hearts to take communion, to eat a piece of bread and drink some juice, Lord, the last thing that we want to do is do it with a cold formality. Formality without thought given to it only hardens the heart. And so I pray, God, that you would help us to focus and to concentrate and to think past the temperature of this room and to think of the temperature of our hearts before you this morning. So God, we draw near to you and we depend upon you in this time. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to do something different this morning. During communion, we have a growing number of kids in our church who are trying to figure out with their moms and dads if they should be taking communion. Whether they're ready to join the rest of us in taking communion or not. The command to obey in communion is really actually a very simple one, but it's full of profoundness. And so though it is simple, it's simple enough for a child to get, but what we need to make sure is that every soul, every heart that takes and participates in communion understands the profoundness that goes along with this simple command. The command to obey in communion is simply to eat bread and drink the juice in remembrance of Jesus. To eat in remembrance of Jesus. He suffered greatly in his body as he shed his blood on the cross to save us. And so eat and drink in remembrance of that. So if I could, I'd like to this morning speak directly to these kids and our families who are trying to figure out if this is for them. And maybe, just maybe, what we talk about will be applicable to the rest of us as we listen. So kids, do you want to take communion? Well, then I want you to think through two different things this morning. I want you to think through forgiveness of sin, and I want you to think through confession of sin. Okay? Let's talk first about forgiveness of sin. Ephesians 1:7, Paul says, in him, in Jesus Christ, we have redemption through Jesus. We have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. Would you say this morning, kids, that you are forgiven of your sin through Jesus' blood? Are you forgiven of your sin through Jesus' blood? Forgiveness of sin is like the wiping away of writing that is on a whiteboard. Okay, code for all of us older guys, chalkboard, right? But whiteboard. Forgiveness of sin is like wiping away the writing that is on a whiteboard. Your sin is there written all over God's whiteboard. And he is standing before that whiteboard, and he sees everything that is written on it. He sees all of your sin, and your sin, like my sin, it offends God greatly. And his only response that he can have as a holy God to your sin is judgment. But the good news in the gospel of Jesus Christ is that God forgives the sin of the believer by wiping that sin away from his sight. God wipes it away from his own sight so that he no longer sees it. The only way for God to no longer see your sin is for him to put it out of his sight. He doesn't call for you to figure out a way to get your own sin out of God's sight. God takes care of that. It's called forgiveness. And the only way that he does that forgiveness of sin, kids, is through the blood of Jesus Christ shed at the cross. So a couple of questions for you kids to think about. Do you think of yourself as someone who is clinging to forgiveness of sin through Jesus' blood? Would you say that's who you are? I am someone, I'm a young man, I'm a young woman who is clinging to that forgiveness of sin. You cannot get it out of my grasp. I want it that badly. Do you find great joy in the fact that God erased your sin from his sight through Jesus' blood? Is it your desire, young one, to get your sin forgiven that way? Or do you tend to be a young man or a young woman who you just kind of let your sin drift off into the corner, away and out of sight, hoping that it'll eventually be forgotten by all, especially mom and dad. See, God doesn't forget that sin. He doesn't forgive that sin. God only forgets and forgives sin one way, and it is through the blood of his son Jesus. He wipes that sin away from his own sight. All other sin is still before the face of God. If letting your sin drift over and kind of away from those who see it, if the thought of that saddens you, that actually makes you sad to think of your sin only drifting away off to the side. And it actually then brings you great joy to think of God wiping your sin out of his own sight through his son's blood. Well, then it may very well be time for you to have a conversation with your mom or your dad about taking communion. And your mom and dad will help you make a good decision. So we want to think about forgiveness of sin. Secondly, I want you to think about confession of sin. Confession of sin. 1 John 1:7 says this, "If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son cleanses us from all sin." Verse 9, "If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." This passage, kids, talks about the believer's continual daily need for forgiveness of sin and cleansing from all unrighteousness. It's a daily need, this forgiveness, this cleansing. But the key word in it for you to think on this morning is the word confess. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Would you say about yourself this morning that you are one who is eager to confess your sin? You're eager to acknowledge your own sin. You're quick to admit your own sin. The one who does that is one who shows that they understand that they must have that daily forgiveness and that daily cleansing of sin. The only way to get that daily cleansing from all unrighteousness is through confessing your sin. Let me contrast that eagerness to confess with something that's very different. Sometimes confessing sin is the last thing on a kid's mind. It's the last thing on a kid's mind. It can sometimes be the last thing on a dad's mind, but that's another sermon for another time. You may feel like as a kid that you confessing your sin is the only thing on your parents' mind. You confessing your sin, that's all they think about. It's just they just want me to confess my sin. And it may seem like it's not that big of a deal to you. Do others need to drag you to confessing your sin? Do others need to come dragging you, pressuring you to admit that you have sinned? You might want to ask them. It'd be interesting to go home today and ask your mom, "Mom, do you feel like you really have to pressure me to admit that I sinned?" Is the only way that you confess your sin after someone applies a great deal of pressure to you? If that's the case, then in all honesty, it isn't the right time to take communion. Do you ever confess your sin without someone even have to tell you that you sinned? That you just bring it to them, you're aware of your own sin and you see that and you recognize it and you bring it and you confess it. You see, that's a sign of maturity, of spiritual maturity. That's a sign of understanding what Jesus did to make forgiveness of sin and cleansing from unrighteousness possible. It demonstrates that you see your need for forgiveness and cleansing, and that you understand it comes only through confession of it. If that describes you, then it may be time to have a conversation with your parents about taking communion. They'll help you to make a good decision. And moms and dads, listen, there's many other things we could talk about, many other signs like that that you could help apply to your kids' lives. But be patient with each other. Do not feel like this whole trying to determine if your son or your daughter should take communion, do not turn it into an event. Let it be a process. Let it take time. Work these things out. Don't be in a hurry. If they want to keep urging you to let them, let them. That's okay. But let it be a process, and be patient with each other as you work through this. So as the men come forward, all of you, all of us, let's evaluate ourselves through these two things that are connected inseparably to Jesus' blood. Remember Jesus this morning through forgiveness of sin. And remember Jesus this morning through the cleansing that comes from daily confession of your sin to Him. And listen, if neither of these two subjects sound anything familiar to you, then just let the tray pass you by as it comes. This is for those who truly grasp and understand forgiveness of sin in Jesus. But please don't leave today without asking about forgiveness of sin through Jesus' blood. Men, please come forward. As the men pass the trays, you can take communion on your own, and I will close us in prayer in a